You're listening to the best of A Better Lawns and Gardens. Good morning from Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and I love to help people with their gardening questions. So you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. Or if you're in not able to call in and you want to text, you can text us at 23680. I had a lovely call regarding the pinks. What type of bath pinks mm-hmm. is my favorite? Bath pinks, Sweet Williams, and also to the Fire Witch series variety.
Oh, yeah.
Fire Witch is got a lovely gray leaf, and it has beautiful pink flowers, and they're just lovely. So Fire Witch, Sweet Williams, Bath Pink will do well in Tallahassee. Okay, those are our perennials. They'll grow lovely in Zone 8B, and they're deer-resistant. So if you're looking for a little flowering perennial for your garden, for bordering the garden, the dianthus and the pinks and the Sweet Williams will do really well. But I love Fire Witch and Bath Pink. So those are really good ones. So I am looking forward to that. Also, too, want to remind everyone that we have Dr. Gary Bachman coming up, and he is going to be talking to us about an insect we need to be looking out for that's springing out right now. And so now we take the time to bring in our favorite singer, John Denver, for the dirty word of the day. And I mentioned it in the first hour, Onpline Air. Onpline Air is French for outdoors. It can be done as in painting outdoors. This method contrasts with studio painting or academic rules that might create a predetermined look. The theory of Onpline Air painting is credited to Pierre-Henri de Valenciennes. He was born in the 18th century and lived to be in the 19th century. In 1800, he developed the concept of landscape portraiture, by which the artist paints directly onto a canvas within the landscape. It enabled the artist to better capture the changing details of weather and light. The invention of portable canvases and easels allowed the practice to develop, particularly in France, and in the early 1830s, the Barbizon School of Painting in Natural Light was highly influential. Among the most prominent features of this school were its tonal qualities, color, loose brushwork, and softness of form. These were variants that were particularly relevant to the mid-19th century Hudson River School and to Impressionism. In the 1860s, four young painters, Claude Monet, Pierre-Auguste Renoir, and Alfred Sisley, and Frederic Bazille, met while studying under the academic artist Charles Gleyre. They discovered they shared an interest in painting landscape and contemporary life. So much of their work was done outdoors in the diffuse light of a large white umbrella. So Claude Monet was an avid Onpline Air artist who deduced that to seize the closeness and likeness of an outside setting at a specific moment, one had to be outside to do so, rather than just paint an outside setting in the studio. If you want to read my dirty word of the day each week, along with what to do in your landscape, Teresa's design tips, articles, and more on betterlawns.com. And Onpline Air painting is what you will see at the Nerling Gardens Art and Stroll, the Caladiums, Canvas, and Coffee Morning Stroll on April 23rd.
That's going to be amazing. Amazing.
I know. I'm looking so much forward to it. So let's go to, so Gary is here with us. Wonderful. He's going to be here. Let's bring him in now. I want to bring him in now, please. Good morning, Gary. I'm bringing you on early. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm fantastic here.
Gary, we were talking this morning about gardening in the shade area.
Sure.
What kind of vegetables do you use when you have a shady area?
If I was going to grow in a shady area, I would grow more kind of the leafy type vegetables. I wouldn't grow anything that's going to produce a fruit because there's just isn't enough light for those plants, you know, to generate, you know, a good crop.
Right. And so the lettuces, they do fine. Lettuces, arugula, they will do fine in morning sun and afternoon shade.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, until we get into the really hot weather. But right now, yeah, you know, those are great choices for the shade.
I want to tell everybody, this is Dr. Gary Bachman. He is an extension and research professor of horticulture at the Mississippi State University. He's also the host and executive producer of Southern Garden Videos. They're wonderful videos. And you have live Ask Me a Question segment. And you're also the author of the new Southern Gardening book. So, Gary, it's doing wonderful.
It really is. And to tell you the truth, I'm shocked because I didn't really know what was going to happen with this, but it has been wonderfully received.
Well, that's wonderful news to hear, too. So I was delighted by it. It made me excited because the book has so many different plants in it that I hadn't thought about or didn't even know about that will do well here in Florida. So I am very pleased to have you on. We're going to go to a break in just a minute, but tell us what you're growing in your garden right now.
Right now, I'm getting ready this weekend. I'm going to put tomatoes out. I've got kale still going. I've got an onion crop going. And so we're just trying to get into that transition into the warm season right now.
Right. Thank you so much. Hang on, Gary. We'll be right back with you. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. You're listening to a special Best of Better Lawns and Gardens.
Boaters of Florida, before you hit the water, hit download on the Deckee app. That's D-E-C-K-E-E. In partnership with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, Deckee helps you and your family boat smarter and safer. You can file your float plan, get real-time weather and safety alerts, or brush up on local regulations all in one free app. Whether you're fishing the flats or cruising the coast, Deckee's your first mate for safety. Download Deckee today. Explore, prepare, and get out there, Florida.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
When you're separating from the military, no one tells you how hard it can be to get your civilian life up to speed. But with VA benefits, it doesn't have to be. From the VA home loan requiring no down payment, to the GI Bill covering tuition, books, and cost of living, to VA healthcare offering top-ranked, low-cost care designed specifically for veterans, all the support you need is at VA. I'm here telling every veteran because I wish someone had told me. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Mosquitoes are a nuisance. They can transmit deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Protect yourself with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Placed in ponds, bird baths, or any standing water, Summit Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife, but kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite and last for 30 days or more. Find Summit Mosquito Dunks at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp Data Bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648. Again, 1-800-577-2648.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Give us a call now, and we'll create a plan of action for you that we guarantee will work. Stop the harassing phone calls. Stop the threatening letters. Stop wage garnishments. Stop any bank levies. And most importantly, put an end to your tax nightmare once and for all. If you have a tax debt of $10,000 or more, call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768. 800-762-2768. Call now.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and with me right now is one of my favorite people. He is Dr. Gary Bachman. He is Extension Research Professor at the Mississippi State University, and he is the host and executive producer of Southern Gardening and the author of Southern Gardening. So, Gary, recently we just had those storms go through. Any damage in your area?
Teresa, on the coast, no, it kind of petered out. Upstate, we had quite a bit of damage from several tornadoes that touched down.
Wow, I'm sorry to hear that. And so are tornadoes common in Mississippi during the springtime for you?
Absolutely. We have actually, there's a tornado alley here that runs like from Jackson, Mississippi up to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, that has actually more tornadoes than the Midwest, which we think of traditionally as Tornado Alley.
Wow, I did not know that. The joy of spring, we have spring bulbs, new leaves flushing out, and lots of birds and butterflies,
yep.
But then also we have our pest problems coming up. So one of them is the Asian ambrosia beetle. So tell us about it.
Well, the Asian ambrosia beetle is a boring insect that typically will go after trees and plants that are under stress, but we're seeing more and more that we see activity on healthy trees in our landscapes.
So why are they called ambrosia beetles? Because I'm thinking of ambrosia as the nectar of the gods and a delicious dessert. And why are they called ambrosia beetles?
You want to know something? That's a great question when you pose that to me. And I've been doing some research on it, and it seems to be kind of maybe a pathologist and entomologist were having some fun with us with naming this. And it's just there's a symbiotic relationship between these boring beetles and ambrosia fungi.
Wow. So there is something like that's called ambrosia fungi.
Right. And it's not a particular fungus, it's a group.
Oh.
And that's as close as to what I could find as why it's called ambrosia beetle.
Well, how did they get here? So did we import them?
Yes, they're an imported pest. It appears that they came in originally in Charleston, South Carolina as, you know, as wood material. And it's hard to tell if we have these beetles in the wood because they've bored into the wood. And so, you know, we just didn't know. And since then, they've gone nationwide.
Wow. Well, they were first discovered in 2005, and they're the vector for laurel leaf wilt. So tell us what a vector is and what's happening with laurel leaf wilt.
Well, what happens, the vector is the insects, the ambrosia beetle, they bore into the wood of a tree or, you know, trunks of a tree. And as they're boring in, they're depositing the fungal spores into the tree. And as the fungus starts to grow within that tree, it plugs up the xylem, which blocks the water flow, and all of a sudden we have these wilt diseases, laurel wilt. They really are attracted to plants in the Lauraceae family.
So what kind of trees would that be?
Typically, we're seeing, like sassafras, persea, magnolia, but we also see the ambrosia beetles in dogwoods, crepe myrtles, sycamores. Even there's reports of it in oaks. So it's not a really specific group of plants. It's kind of a insect that's looking for an easy opportunity.
Wow. And so the laurel leaf wilt, so is that still a very big problem in the South?
Absolutely. We don't see it every year. And, it comes and goes, ebbs and flows. But we were concerned with it here on the Mississippi coast because the laurel wilt affects sassafras, which is what we make gumbo filet, the thickening agent in gumbo out of sassafras leaves.
Oh my goodness, that would affect Mississippi. And so it would affect the New Orleans and the Mardi Gras.
Absolutely. So you see how serious it is for us.
I can just imagine. So now you mentioned stress trees, but will it affect ambrosia beetles? Will they attack a healthy tree?
Yeah, we see healthy trees being attacked, and we'll always get questions from homeowners where they see like these little toothpicks sticking out of the tree, and that's a sure sign that we have ambrosia beetles because it's an indication of them boring into the tree, and these toothpicks are the frass that's expelled as they bore.
So if they're looking at a trunk of a tree and they see a little kind of toothpick-like woody tip coming out of the tree,
right.
Will it kill the tree?
Not necessarily. If there's a heavy infestation, yes. If you just see a few, most of the time the trees will survive that. But the heavy infestations, yeah, that's an indication that there's some trouble there.
Okay, so what should homeowners do if they notice it?
If notice it, of course, call Extension and we can give them some advice. The thing is, once we see the toothpicks, we really can't treat the tree because the ambrosia beetles are protected within the tree. We can't get the insecticides there. So it's almost one of these situations, if we want to be proactive and we have some trees where we've seen activity in the past, we can do preventative sprays on the trunks with a product like bifenthrin or permethrin are two good products to choose.
Okay, would systemics help?
Systemics don't help. I haven't seen any research because I was looking for that also this morning and don't see anything on systemics yet.
Okay, so bifenthrin and permethrin. Okay, that's what they should look.
Right.
So where can homeowners find out more information about Asian beetles?
Well, of course, Extension. Mississippi State Extension has a pretty good publication that I can send you the link to. University of Florida has a fantastic pub on ambrosia beetles. So, I mean, the University Extension is really the place to go.
Wonderful. So for anyone who missed your wonderful visit here in the studios, Response Summit, we had a great time, didn't we?
Yeah, yes, we did.
And so you just published your first book for gardeners from zones, what would you say, 7 through 12?
7 through 12. It's Southern Gardening All Year Long is based on my experience in Mississippi, but it's applicable to all of the Deep South.
Wonderful. So how can listeners find your book?
Can find it on Amazon or at the University of Mississippi Press. And if anybody wants a signed copy, all they have to do is drop me a note and we can make that happen.
That's wonderful. Now, you also do these wonderful Ask Me a Question videos. Where can people find that?
The videos that we do for Southern Gardening,
You get the easiest place is the Southern Gardening Facebook page.
Okay. And so it's just Southern Gardening. They just go to Facebook and just search for Southern Gardening and you pop up Dr. Gary Bachman. And then
right.
you will then. So how often do you do the videos?
The Ask Me Anythings, we started doing that in response to COVID. We do those once a month. But then my wife, Katie, and I, we do daily dose of Hort videos, which is me gardening in my yard, showing folks that I'm just a regular gardener, just like everybody else, with tips and tricks.
You do. And I love watching them because you're out in your shorts and your long sleeves.
Yeah.
Those are your skin. What do they protect you from the sun?
Right. Yeah. I wear sleeves, fun sleeves. And it's just, you know, dealing with skin cancer after being, you know, my whole life out in the sun doing what we love in the garden. And so that's something I do for protection now.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, Gary, and helping me with the ambrosia beetle. So that's the Asian ambrosia beetle, and you can check it out at any university extension in the South. Will have publications on
right.
it in for your state or zone. I certainly do appreciate
right.
it. What are you cooking today?
Tell you the truth, it may be kind of a chopped day. Just open the fridge up, grab some things, and see what we can make.
That's the best.
It is. And in your Facebook page, I'm always hungry after reading your page. So thank you so much. Give Katie a big hug for us.
I'll do it. Listen, Teresa, great talking to you. And we'll do this again.
Oh, hopefully soon. Thank you so much.
Okay. See ya.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That's Dr. Gary Bachman, and he is with the Mississippi State University Extension. And he's just delightful, and he is just wonderful for, getting your gardening questions answered. So it's good. Can we go real quick, Lizzie, to Rick in Vero Beach? Good morning, Rick.
Hello there. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing great.
Okay. Question for you and a tip.
Okay.
Quick and easy.
Okay.
I use coffee filters in the bottom of my 3- and 4-inch pots.
Okay.
Keep the dirt in.
Oh, that's a good use for them. A great way to do it.
Yeah.
Are they used or new?
Contact. Excuse me.
Are they used or new?
New.
New. Okay.
Yeah, new ones. You stick them down in because they're already formed in that shape. They go right to the bottom. Put the dirt on. No dirt comes out, and it contacts with the water. I've got 30, 40 of them running around. That I have cuttings and stuff in, and whenever I transplant up from my little starter packs, I get plenty of water in the bottom watering, and they're fantastic, and they last a full year.
Wow, that's a good use.
Then they break down. So, I mean, what the heck, you know?
Wonderful.
Better than gravel or anything else.
No, you don't. You shouldn't put gravel in it. Do you have a question about your pineapple?
No, it's a pineapple sage.
Oh, a pineapple sage. Okay, what's your question?
How long do those things go before they start to blossom?
Well, that's a really good question. Lizzie's telling me we got to go to a hard break, Rick. So I'm going to answer your question in this next segment. So you'll have to stay tuned and listen. Thank you so much. Thank you to Gary Bachman, my good friend. You can find his Southern Gardening videos on YouTube and his books on Amazon and bookstores everywhere. So it's a perfect time to call or text your gardening question. Just dial 1-888-45-LAWNS. Or you can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nygaard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648. Again, 1-800-577-2648.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768. Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-961-1527. That's 800-961-1527. 800-961-1527.
You're listening to the best of Better Lawns and Gardens.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I want to give a big thank you to all our new listeners. I get your emails, and I so appreciate it. And you can also follow us on Facebook, and that's Better Lawns BLG Radio on Facebook page, and you can let me know you're listening to there, and you can like us on Facebook. So you can also let your friends know, tell them to call in with their gardening question so I can help them too. Let's go back to Rick in Vero Beach. Rick, are you with
Hello,
me?
Hello, I'm still here.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, so now what was your question again about pineapple sage?
I've got pineapple sage growing out in one of my flower beds.
Okay.
And it's right now, oh, probably 2 feet wide and 3 feet high.
Okay.
Going like crazy. It's just growing everywhere. Now I find out after 6 months after I planted it, that's a mint. I'm like, uh-oh. But I've gotten conflicting information. Some say it blooms in the fall. Some say it blooms in the spring. I don't know if, you know, do I have to cut it back? Is it after it goes? I don't know.
Okay. Well, it normally blooms in late summer and fall. Okay. So you've had it in 6 months. Was it blooming when you got it? What size pot did you get?
No. It's just a little from Bonnie Plants, a little guy over at the box store.
Okay. That's fine then. Okay. So it will probably bloom for you later on this summer. And so are you fertilizing it?
I was, but then when I realized how fast it was growing, I'm like, well, maybe I shouldn't.
I appreciate that. That's fine. And so is it in the ground or in a pot?
In the ground.
Okay. So it should be fine. If you wanted to add a little bit of slow release blooming fertilizer to it, you know, in a month or so, that's going to be fine. And that'll encourage it to bloom. It'll give it what it needs to bloom, but you should start seeing blooms pop up right around June, July, August.
June, July, August. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. I'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah, let me know. Because I'm going to be waiting with bated breath that your pineapple sage is going to start to bloom.
Yeah, I mean, because I've seen the flowers online, and they're hummingbird magnet.
They are.
Yeah, there's one woman in California has, one time she had like 30 hummingbirds on one plant. I'm like, whoa.
That's amazing. So I don't know if you'll see hummingbirds on them. Depends on where you are in Vero Beach. Do you have a lot of woods around you?
No, I'm in Vieira.
Oh, you're in Vieira. Okay, so the question's still the same. Do you have a lot of woods around you?
I don't have a lot of woods, but I do have a pond out back, which is bordering a nature reserve. Preserve.
Okay, so you possibly will see hummingbirds then. I think that's quite a good chance. So call us and let us know.
When they come through?
Yes. Well, they'll come through, but there's always some hummingbirds that stay in the area. They don't migrate. So you may possibly see them, and they'll be attracted to the red flower of the pineapple sage. So let me know.
Okay, will do.
Thank you, Rick. Bye-bye. Let's go to Jerry in Davenport. Hi, Jerry. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning. I've got a Robinina palm, and on the trunk, one of the trunks, it's got like a fungus or mold looking on it, and I was wondering what I can do about it.
Okay, so how many heads does it have, one or two?
Two.
Two, okay. And how did it do in the freeze this winter? How did it do in the wintertime? Did it do okay?
Yeah, it did okay. The branches and everything look good. Now,
okay.
Right now, I must say, some of the branches are looking kind of bad now.
Okay. That's what I was thinking, that during the wintertime when Robolinis get, you know, winter damage, they start to get fungal issues. And that could be what you're seeing. So I would spray it with a fungicide. It's not going to keep it, it's not going to take out the fungus that you have now, but it's going to help keep it from getting more. So how often do you fertilize it?
About twice a year.
Okay, well, it needs a little bit more than that because it, you know, needs fertilizer on a regular basis. So you want to use a palm fertilizer that has manganese and magnesium in it too as well. So I would just keep an eye on it, watch it, spray it with a fungicide, and just, you know, pray that it's going to survive.
Okay, and spray right on the trunk, not the base or what?
No, it doesn't need spray the whole plant, the top of the plant, the apical tip, you know, right in the center. Spray that.
Okay.
And the top of the plant, that's what you need to spray. All right?
Okay.
And just keep your fingers crossed.
Okay.
It may have gotten some winter damage, and that's typical for palm trees after a winter season, if they've gotten frozen at all, that they get a little bit of fungal issues. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Let's go to Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy. How are you?
Good morning, Lizzie. I'm doing good. Not Lizzie. I already talked to Lizzie.
You already talked to Lizzie. You got Teresa.
Hey, Teresa, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. It's going to be a beautiful day. I'm going to be out at the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival in DeLand. I'm going to be speaking and along with Tom McCubbin, so we're going to have a wonderful day.
Yeah. Well, anyway, my questions are, I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
I got like one section of knockout roses, and one section of them, they're not, I mean, they didn't die, but they're not as healthy as the other part is, you know, the others.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is I got a magnolia tree that's not doing too good either. It looks a little sick.
Okay. So let's take the knockout roses first. And are they in full sun?
Mostly, yeah.
Mostly. What does mostly mean?
Like late morning sun, late afternoon sun.
Okay, that's fine. If it's getting afternoon sun, that's good. And so how often do you fertilize it?
I try to do about every month.
Okay, that's good. And did you cut it back after the wintertime, or you haven't cut it back yet?
I cut it back, not real hard, but I cut it back, yes.
When?
About 2-3 weeks ago.
Okay. And so is this the new growth that's coming out that doesn't look good, or the old growth?
The old growth.
Okay. So you may just want to just cut that back a little bit too as well. But there's also issues with knockout roses having nutritional deficiencies. And so you want to, I would just check to make sure that the fertilizer you're using has the minor nutrients in it. And then also too, if you want to just take a photograph of it before you cut it back, the sick part, and email it to me so I can look at it and see what's going on. I may be able to deduce more if I see it.
Okay.
Okay, so, but it sounds like nutritional deficiencies.
By minor nutrients, you mean like a 10-10-10 or a...
Well, that's a macronutrient. So the minor nutrients are items like your copper, your zinc, your boron, your manganese, those kind of things. Okay, can you hang on, Roy, and I'll take your magnolia question when I come back?
Okay, great.
Okay, wonderful. We're going to take a break right now. It's a perfect time to call or text your gardening question because we've got another segment for you. You can get right in there. Just dial 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Quality Green Specialists has the plants, products, and friendly expert advice to keep your garden healthy and bountiful. Quality Green has thousands of plants, trees, flowers, herbs, vegetables, and more. Plus, high-quality organic-based fertilizers, products, even comprehensive soil testing. Visit DeLand's beautiful nursery and fine fertilizer store. Conveniently open 9 to 4 daily. Located at 335 West Michigan Avenue. QualityGreenSpecialist.com. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768.
Florida law requires seatbelts for drivers, front seat passengers, and anyone under 18. But seatbelts are encouraged for everyone because they save lives. Wearing a seatbelt cuts your risk of injury or death in a crash by nearly 50%, but only if it's worn correctly. Lap belt across the hips, shoulder belt across the chest. Behind your back, it won't protect you. Buckle up every seat, every ride, every time. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Ticks can transmit Lyme disease and other dangerous illnesses. Protect yourself and your family with Summit Green Armor Insect Repellent. Clothing and outdoor gear treated with Green Armor Insect Repellent repels and kills ticks, chiggers, mites, and mosquitoes for up to 6 weeks. The handy spray bottle makes it easy to apply this odorless layer of protection. Green Armor Insect Repellent is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free.
Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Give us a call now, and we'll create a plan of action for you that we guarantee will work. Stop the harassing phone calls. Stop the threatening letters. Stop wage garnishments. Stop any bank levies. And most importantly, put an end to your tax nightmare once and for all. If you have a tax debt of $10,000 or more, call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768. 800-762-2768. Call now.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. You still have time for your phone call on gardening, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And if you go to our Facebook page, which is BLG Radio or Better Lawns and Gardens, and give us a 5-star rating, Lizzie and I would be so happy.
Stupendous.
That would be great. So we're talking with Roy in Windermere. And Roy has a question about a magnolia that I didn't get to. So, Roy, real quickly, what's going on with your magnolia?
It's probably, I don't know, 17, 18 years old, pretty tall. And it just doesn't get all the leaves and blossoms like it used to.
Okay. And is it in full sun?
It's in mostly morning sun.
Morning sun.
Early afternoon, yeah.
Right. Okay, that could be a little bit of the issue that it's tall. It's tall enough that it should be able to get more sun. They are a total full sun plant. And so how often do you fertilize it?
About the same thing, about once a month, maybe a little less.
Okay, and do you use an acidic fertilizer?
I use like a 12-12-12 or a 10-10-10.
Okay, I would switch to an acidic fertilizer like a Spoma acid fertilizer or one for azaleas. Okay, because they like acidic fertilizer, and your pH of your soil may not be enough to give it all the nutrition it needs.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
There you go. All right, Roy, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
All right, let's go through these text messages real quick because they're interesting. Short shrift for John Denver today. I'm so sorry. Lizzie, we got to remind me that we have to listen to the whole song one time.
I like that. It's like, oh, we hate John Denver. And then it's like, yay, we didn't get to listen to him. And it's like, meh, please play him again.
So we will play John Denver longer next time. Okay. And so the next text message is, I have a devil's backbone plant. It has no leaves, only long, ropey stems. How do I get leaves? I want you to cut it down to the ground and let it flush back out again. Do not worry. It's going to recover, and it'll send up all new stems. It's just gotten a little bit leggy, and so you can go ahead and cut it back.
Oh, that's sad. I like that.
Yeah, very easy. Just cut it back, and everything you cut off, you can stick in the ground, and it'll grow. So you can make little pieces of it and have more if you're really in love with the devil's backbone. Okay, and so the next text message is, I have an orchid in the west window. They've had it since December, and it's been in bloom ever since. It now has lost all its blooms except for two, which appear to be dying off. And the stem with the flowers on top has little buds on it, about one half inch, I don't know what that, half up, and close to the top. I was told to cut the tall stem off, and it will come back to bloom. My concern is a little tip sprouting on the stem. Do I cut it off? No. Do not cut it off. Those, that stem is going to rebloom again. So do not do that, okay? Now, you cut off the stems of the orchids that have bloomed if they start to turn brown and woody and you know you don't see those little buds emerging, okay? But if you see the little buds emerging, don't cut it off. It's going to bloom again, all right? So good question. I'm glad I caught you in time, all right? So the next text message is, in my East Black Holly, I have a pineapple-looking invader growing in it. Lizzie, this is Pineapple Day.
Actually, Pineapple Day is June 27th.
Okay.
But they're prepping.
They're prepping, okay, because we've had pineapple sage and pineapples growing pineapples, and now we have a pineapple-looking invader growing in the East Black Holly. What is it? Should I treat it to eliminate it? Well, I'm going to tell you from my point of view, I'm very excited about it because that is a tillandsia, and tillandsias are part of the bromeliad family. They're airborne. The spores are airborne and they're epiphytes. They don't need roots. They get their nutrition and their water from the air and the surrounding bark that they're attached to. And I love them. I don't mind them. That's what you see growing in seashells. When you buy a seashell little arrangement and it has the tillandsia in it that looks like a little pineapple type of plant, those are what's growing in the tree. Now, if you have hundreds of them, then, you know, you might want to pull some of them off, okay? But if you have one or two, no big whoop, okay? You can just leave it there, all right? No need to eliminate it. They cost a lot of money when you buy them at the nurseries, okay? And so the next text message is, which ratio of Osmocote slow release do I recommend? Osmocote, it depends on what you're using. I don't mind the ratio, but maybe the type of Osmocote you buy. So if you want to have the blooming, you want more blooms, then I would buy the blooming Osmocote. And then if you're just regular houseplants or your shrubs and trees, then just buy the regular one. Okay, so the ratio I'm not too mindful of right now. Just buy the blooming or the regular. Let's go to Al in Tampa, who has been so nice and patient. Al, how can I help you?
Good morning. Good morning. I have a question to ask you. I fertilized the whole lawn. It's a floor 10 St. Augustine last Monday.
Okay.
And, you know, there is some weeds in primarily in the back and the side. Is it okay, like Monday, to use atrazine in the areas where I feel maybe the Scotts bonus turf weed feed, even though I put that down last Monday, is it harmful to a week later go where I think it should be the atrazine, or I have to wait longer?
Okay, so are you sure you got complete coverage when you applied it?
When I applied the bonus S, yes.
Yes. Okay, then no, don't apply an extra atrazine application. No, I would wait, see what happens. It's going to take 2 to 3 weeks for you to see any kind of a real control. And then I would come back and, you know, I don't necessarily know if you should use it anymore. Okay, so if you put down a complete coverage, that should be good for this springtime. And then the next time you would use it would be in the fall.
Okay.
I don't want you to overapply atrazine. Okay, so don't do it.
Right, right. As far as I have fungus, I have dry, and I have the bottle of that you hook to your hose to spray.
Uh-huh.
Is it usable as a preventative? I have no fungus anywhere now, but for the last 4 years in the spring, you would then start seeing the brown patches. Do you wait until you find some come up or use it like in April as a preventative?
Okay, so Al, here's what I want to say is, what time of the day do you irrigate?
In the morning around 6 a.m., all the zones are used. I have reclaimed water.
That's wonderful. Okay, so that's a perfect time, but we still get fungal issues because we get so much rain. So I would apply it sometime in late April and May. Go ahead and put the fungicide down then. And then in the summertime, you can put down another application midsummer and put it down again. If you're getting fungal issues, that's very smart. You're doing everything right.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. You have a good day.
You too, Al. Don't spray any more atrazine, okay? Got him. Okay, super. We caught him just in time. Let's go to David in Daytona Beach. Good morning, David. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
Your knowledge of horticulture is amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Show.
Thank you.
Hey, 5 years ago, I moved to beachside. I planted a row of stately queen palms across the back lot line for some privacy issues. But the middle palm, and they're 10 to 12 inches in diameter, the middle palm, which was the most stately, is now becoming a 14-foot stump. And I don't know. I really don't know why, because it was thriving and now it's shrinking rapidly.
Right. Okay. And so do you get your palm trees cut by a palm company or a lawn maintenance company?
I do not. They're at the manageable height that I could still take care of.
Okay. We're seeing a lot of palm diseases right now, and we have been for about 3 to 4 years in the Phoenix palms and in the queen palms, the Syringa palms. And so it could have just be susceptible to that, and you're just going to, I hate to say it, but you might start losing them. Are you fertilizing on a regular basis?
No, not really.
Okay, that's the best prevention. I would start fertilizing with a palm fertilizer on a, you know, a quarterly basis and make sure, because a healthy palm can, you know, stave off those, you know, they're not as susceptible to the diseases, okay? So I would start doing that. I took this last week, 4 pictures of 10 different homes of palm trees you know, that were dying. And these were the Canary Island date palms and the queen palms. And they are just dying in Florida. So you want to keep them as healthy as possible. All right?
Yeah. Is the palm fertilizer compatible with the flower beds around them?
Sure. Sure. Fertilizer is fertilizer. I just would not over-fertilize your beds then.
Right.
Okay?
All right. Yeah, it's discerning that such a beautiful tree, and I don't know how to save it. So
I know. It's sad. I'm so sorry, David. Thank you. All right. And so I have a real quick question. I have 2 text messages that if I don't get to it on the air, because I've only got 1 minute, I'll answer them to you. So just hang on there. So I have 5 forest pansy red bud trees, and they did not flower and do not a lot of buds. Do you think I have a problem? We live in St. Marks, Florida, North Florida. You shouldn't have a problem. I want you to fertilize, though. I want to thank Angela Withers for inviting us all to the Art and Stroll Caladiums Canvas and Coffee at the historic Nerling Gardens. Get your tickets soon. Thank you also to my dear friend, Dr. Gary Bachman, for helping us on the Asian ambrosia beetle. Come and see Tom McCubbin and I at the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival today. Tom is talking at 10, and I will be talking at noon. And thank you also to Summit Responsible Solutions, environmentally responsible pest controls. It's always my recommendation to use their products. Lizzie, thank you so much. Big thank you. We've got to run. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If your king or queen sago palms have been invaded by Asian cycad scale, it's time to fight back with organic Summit year-round spray oil. It kills Asian cycad scale and other insect pests. But Summit year-round spray oil contains no chemical toxins. Insects don't build up a resistance to this horticultural oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit year-round spray oil is available at fine garden centers and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.